arm.
Four, is that okay?
This is Enzer LTR Mobile. I'm good to hear you. Just left the hospital with Bernice in good spirits, and my daughter just got back. I'm going to stay the night with her, or most of it anyways. Just the happiest guy in the world.
I'm glad everything went. I can't talk long because I don't have much of a voice. I just wanted to say hello and glad everything went well with Bernice and her surgery.
Hey, thanks, Shane. I appreciate that. Well, on the darker side, I got a call from my urologist while I was there at 7 o'clock at night, which surprised me, and she's referring me to a surgeon, and I got a 1.5-inch stone in my left kidney that's blocking the function of it some, and some many smaller ones, so it's too big to take out with a laser, so they got to do surgery and come in through the back. C'est la vie, so life goes. I don't know when that'll happen, but I'm just tickled Bernice is okay. Thanks, Shane. You get better. Get you some Mucinex. Does me pretty good. You might need an antibiotic. You don't sound good, Shane. Wish you well, buddy. Take care. And 4ZLK in 0TR73.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been, you know how it gets worse at nighttime. I came down with it Monday afternoon, just all of a sudden just started feeling bad. So, but I've been working. I'm doing all right. I think I'm on the upside of it, hopefully. Just my voice is going away today. But anyway, sorry to hear that about your surgery having to come up. I'll be thinking about you guys. And hope you have a good night tonight, Tom. We'll talk to you later. M0TR, M4ZLK.
Just count how many surgeries I got, so it doesn't really worry me that much. But you only allocated so many, I guess, Shane. And take care, buddy. M4ZLK, M0TR, 73.
73, Shane, KO4HK. Good to hear both of you. How both of you are getting to feeling better.
Yeah, Patrick, they told me if I started running a fever or felt any pain. Well, heck, I feel pain 24 hours a day. But it's a little below where my kidneys are, I think. And then where they did lung surgery, they used a rib spreader and broke my ribs twice because they had to do the surgery twice. So there's arthritis. So, we'll get through it all right. I'm not worried about me. I was just worried about Bernice. And it sounds like she's doing better than KN4RJN as far as the pain level goes because she ain't complained a bit. And I'm just thankful for that. Tough old Kansas farm girl.
Tom, I was glad to hear that she's done good and glad to hear she's not having too much pain. And sorry to hear that you're going to have another surgery. Hopefully you can wait till Miss Bernice is healed up.
Well, that's what I told the lady that called me when the rains it pours. But as long as it ain't making me sick or anything, and they're going to go in there and get it out of the way. They can't. They usually go in there and break it up with a laser, but she said, no, that's huge. And she said, I can't do that. And she said, the surgeon will fill you in. So I said, well, if you give me a few days, my wife's here and I'm in the hospital room. She said, oh, yeah, you know how it is getting in for surgery. So I said, yes, I do. But God, I'm thankful Bernice is all right. She just looks fine, Patrick. I sent you a picture of her waving at you.
I'll have to look at that. You tell her that we said hello and
the egg situation is, Patrick, I ain't been home all day, of course, but I'll see, but most likely we'll skip it tomorrow. If it turns up any different, I'll text you and set some out on the carport.
Worry about them eggs. I'll be just fine. You take care of Miss Bernice.
Patrick, We'll miss you. Bernice didn't tell you she'll miss you. But she got up and walked out in the hall, and she come back and went into the restroom, and they did a scan of her bladder. And I guess when they pushed down on her, she's like a camel anyway. She don't drink much, and she goes a long ways. But she finally did that, and that's one of the prerequisites on getting out of the hospitals, you know. So she's good to go. They'll give her a little more physical therapy in the morning, and God help us, we'll be at home. But I'm down passing W4DJW down here now, if you know where that is, by the horse farm.
Exactly where he lives. I know the general area, but I don't know exactly where at. But I know it's not too far from your place.
This back road, which is, the road, the cutoff down to Wade Hampton. And when you go by that place, and it's called Silver Creek, big sign, he lives back up in there.
Well, I have to keep an eye out for it next time. Like I said, I know about where it's at, but not exactly.
Look it up on QRZ, click on satellite, and you can zoom right into it.
Unfortunate that we can do that, I'd have to say. I'm not a fan.
Did you have a good day today?
A little hectic. And dodging people trying to hit me head on and run into me. And on the way down to Michelin, made it all day without a scratch. And then a deer hit me on the way home.
Oh, good Lord. Did he do any damage?
I didn't even look.
The deer running into that. I just hope he didn't do any damage. Yeah, we had a $4,000 deer one year when I remember the deer permits in Kansas were $10 that year.
Can do some damage. And I was able to just kind of graze it, but, what do you do?
Miami, Oklahoma, and was coming back, and I know to watch for them, especially around rivers and creeks, or where you got timber running up to the road. These were wide open fields, which they may have had soybeans in them or something. I don't know. It was nighttime, and all at once I looked up, and you look for their eyes, and nothing. And I looked up, and there was a deer right by my left front fender. And it was bang, and I hit him, and his head came back, her head, and hit the hood and smashed it in some, and then went on over the car, and then I hit the brakes. It was about that quick. I mean, I had no idea that sucker was coming out of there.
I'll surprise you, but I'm out here looking at the excursion now, and all it did was wipe a little bit of dirt off, so we're good.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, this was $4,000 back in 2004 or something like that to repair our Avalon, the left front fender and the hood, of course. It's just a pain in the butt to have to deal with the insurance companies and all. Anyways, Patrick, you take care. I'm just down the road here at the Cunningham Fire Department, so I got to go out and get eggs yet tonight. Joy, joy. 73, buddy. Good to hear you. And I'll keep you updated. KO4HKXN0TR 73.
And thanks for giving me the updates today. KO4HKX.
Patrick M4ZLK.
Shane, I see you're still feeling or sounding rough anyway.
Wanted to say hello. I don't know if I sound worse than I feel or feel worse than I sound. You know how it gets worse at nighttime.
Well, hopefully you don't hang around too long and it's coming and going. So that's all you can do.
Try to get some good rest tonight. Anyway, let me let you go because it's... The more I talk, the more I lose my voice. Glad you're okay with that deer. No damage was done. And 4ZLK.
You go take care of yourself. Go drink you some of that hot tea with some honey in it.
Wild turkey's better. That comes from a non-drinker. Shoot. Well, I better get the mail. See you guys in 0TR.
And good to hear both of you on here. KO4HK, standing by.
A cup brewing in my mind, so I'll be the first thing I do when I get home. Talk to you later at 4ZLK.